the Ricaria always flowed north of here until the last few years, I think, and it dries up. And I noticed when I came back from Ray today, it quit about 100 yards west of the 385. Mm. And it goes underground, I guess. I guess you can dig and hit water, you know. But it used to always run above water, above ground, when I was a kid.
And a big open space, usually up in the mountains, but a big open grassy space in the mountains would be called what?
In a meadow?
Yeah. But you wouldn't have a meadow around here, would you?
Well, they have hay meadows down on the river.
Okay. What's a park?
A park?
Yeah. It's not, I mean, not like a state park, but I've heard that word since I've been out here in Colorado. They talk about parks like North Park.
Well, yeah, North Park and South Park is big. Well, North and South Park are big level places in the mountains that grow hay.
Okay. And how about a basin?
A basin? I don't know how you'd define a basin.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I was wondering if you have an area around here where you have some land that's kind of underwater or kind of marshy. What would you call that? Do you have any land like that around here? Back home, we'd call it a SWAMP.
A swamp? Well, I suppose we have swamps. I don't know of any around here.
Okay.
Swamps or marshes.
Okay. Okay. What would you call if you go west of here, you go up and you start going up, you're going up into what?
Into the foothills, you mean?
Okay, and then higher up would be
the mountains.
Okay. What would you call a flat top hill? A hill that was kind of flat on top?
A mesa.
Okay. Would you ever call it a butte? Or
is
that something different?
No, we'd call it a butte.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you were up there in the mountains and you were on a ledge and you fell off and you had a place where you might fall off, you'd call that a what? Another word for a ledge, you might call it a
cliff.
Okay. And if you had more than one, the plural of cliff is
cliffs.
Okay. Now is mostly in this area dry land farming, or is it any of it irrigated?
Most of it's dry land.
Okay. Do you have any irrigation at all?
Oh, yes.
What do you call those irrigation ditches? Do you call them irrigation ditches, or do you call them canals?
No, we don't have any canals here.
Okay.
Now, canal would be like coming off the South Platte River. It would go and there would be several farmers irrigate out of the same canal. And around here, it's deep well irrigation.
Mm. Okay.
And the wells go clear clear to ground, I guess it goes clear to as far as you drill, of hitting the solid rock. And so then they would have maybe several feet of water,
mm.
like 100 feet of water, 150 feet of water.
Mm.
And
okay.
Now that would be, to me, that's the basin that you were talking about a while ago.
Okay.
Is you've got water that they drill to here, that they drill down to, and that's as far as they can go.
Okay.
Be to the bottom.
What, would they ever, with irrigated water, did they ever hold that in a, I was thinking of something, it isn't a lake, it's smaller than a lake.
Oh, like a reservoir?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a few, but they found out that didn't work too well in their deep well irrigation.
And they're called a what?
Reservoir.
Okay. Would they ever, I was wondering if they would ever use the word P-O-N-D.
A holding pond? I suppose that they, yeah, that could be called. Now, the holding ponds would be, okay, they're irrigating, say, a field of